Good morning, I'm Holly Sexton in the 98.3 WQXE News Center. This is Community Forum. And today on Community Forum, we're talking about the good work that Central Kentucky Community Foundation does and their motto, let's do some good today. Devette Sweeney, CEO, is in with me in the studio. And Devette, what are you into right now?
Oh, like always, we've got several things going on, and on all tying back to that motto of let's do some good today. Some of the listeners may have heard that we recently opened the PNC Sound Garden there next to our Home of Philanthropy, and that is just a way to bring some good to our community, to give families with younger children the opportunity to get out and engage with them through music and through sound that we know is so important to that brain development, and just a fun experience to have together.
That's one thing that I keep noticing, the ribbon, the thread that ties everything together with Central Kentucky Community Foundation is fun and learning. Those
fun
two things
learning.
Together.
Yes, yeah. And they do go together. So, you know, so often we think about, learning, and maybe not everybody gets excited about that concept, but we learn through everything that we do. We talk about our Get Ready Camp, and it's all about learning through play, because that's what's appropriate for young children. But even as adults, we learn so much through the experiences that we have. I say it's not all about flashcards after dinner. It's how people learn, and so we want to bring that to life through various ways in our community.
Central Kentucky Community Foundation had a name formally. What
yes.
was that name?
Before we were Central Kentucky Community Foundation, North Central Education Foundation.
Okay, so you have a long legacy of helping.
Long roots in education and helping our community back to 1960.
And you're
not me personally.
If you could see Devette, you'd be like, yeah, I get it. I know what you mean. So Central Kentucky Community Foundation came about when?
We became Central Kentucky Community Foundation in 2011.
And what is the mission now?
So our mission now is just a little broader than our focus specifically on education. It's all about community development and how we bring people together through their resources to make our community a better place. So we help connect donors, help them strategize how their philanthropy can have the best impact and how they can also be the smartest in the way that they direct their funds.
And one of the ways they do that is through legacy gifts?
A lot of legacy gifts. We work with people in their estate planning, thinking about how they can give back to the community through their estate, working with attorneys and CPAs to help maximize the impact that they can make, and at the same time looking at tax savings opportunities.
If you break down the numbers, what does that mean to our community? What does that really relate to with these programs?
It means a wide range of things. So we know that when people leave a gift through their estate for whatever matters to them, and that's the beautiful thing about it, it can be for a scholarship, it can be for their church, it can be for an initiative in the community like homelessness that maybe, you know, tugs at their heartstrings, and we want to make that happen. But that looks like anything from somebody leaving a meaningful gift to them, three or four figures, which can make a difference, because if we all come together and support the things that we care about collectively, there's the money to make an impact, to people who may leave the majority, if not all, of their estate to something like a scholarship fund that can literally pay for dozens of students a year to go to school.
So that sounds like to me that we're not just talking about six-figure giving or otherwise, like you mentioned, you're talking about the every person being able to give.
Absolutely. We've got an initiative right now called Give 5, and that is to help encourage people to give 5% of their estate. If we all give 5%, it adds up. And then in 10, 20, 30 years, our community is just so much better off because of that collective giving that wasn't dependent on the small amount that may have come from me or the small amount that may have come to you. But when we put it all together, it can make an impact.
And as a scholarship recipient, it's really easy to work with the local colleges and universities.
Absolutely. So we navigate all of that for our donors so that they don't have to work with them to handle those applications and make the payments. That's a part of our services, which it's about scholarship season. So for all those going to school in the coming fall, our scholarships open January 1. People can go online and make those applications with the deadline of March 1.
So who does that apply to? What local schools do you have to be attending to be able to apply for this money?
We have scholarships open to anyone graduating from a high school in the region, and by that I think it's about 12 or 13 counties, and then also any student attending ECTC through online classes or any of their satellite campuses, regardless of age, regardless of how long you've been out of school. If you're attending ECTC in the fall, we have scholarships that you're open to apply for.
And I highly suggest doing that because everybody already applied or should have applied for their FAFSA in October. And then after that, you may get money, you may not, you may get a Pell Grant, but don't wait. Go ahead and go to Scholarship Central and fill it out. I say that from life experience.
Absolutely. The FAFSA is a requirement. It is something that people can already be doing now so that when the scholarship portal opens on January 1, you're ready to make the application.
And what is the website?
CKCF4people.org.
All right. And it's fairly simple. And what I like about it is that you've removed the redundancy. So you go and you fill out one application and then you take care of the rest.
We have over 40 different scholarships on there this year. And you fill out one application and that makes you eligible for any of those scholarships that you meet the criteria.
I'm telling you, there's hardly anything easier out there when it comes to applying for funds for higher ed. All right, let's talk last quarter of the year and going into January.
Sure. So this month we have opened our Home of Philanthropy, which we've been working on for several years, but in reality, construction for the past year. And we are just excited to make that home open to our community as a resource for people who organizations that need meeting space, the opportunity to come together, collaborate, work on community projects, and then also to showcase what philanthropy does in our region. You know, it's not only a hard word to pronounce, but it's a hard word to spell, and it's even a hard word to wrap your head around. What does it mean? And so we want the Home of Philanthropy to be a place that brings those concepts to life and helps people understand how we all benefit from philanthropy. It's not just charity for those that may be in a bad spot, but our community would be vastly different for all of us if we didn't have philanthropy. And we think the stories and the inspiration that will be shown throughout that building when you get a chance to come in will help people be able to see how they can plug in.
And for those who aren't familiar, it's over by the Hardin County Library, the Elizabethtown branch.
Correct. 200 Jim Owen Drive. We've got great neighbors with the Hardin County Public Library, back up to EC3 that's part of Hardin County Schools, and then to ECTC as well.
Yeah, it actually, that little area is becoming a hub when it comes to education.
It is. Such a great place for our community. And with the Sound Garden there that we talked about earlier, really neat to see families getting out and engaging there as well.
So they come to the library and then they can walk over to the Home of Philanthropy.
Yes, absolutely.
That's very cool. Well, to recap, I want people to understand the scope of what Central Kentucky Community Foundation is doing. We're talking about everything from sports to higher ed.
And anything and everything in between. We work with a lot of churches on their endowment funds, as well as all of our other nonprofit organizations, helping to give them opportunities through things like Kentucky Gives Day and endowment funds to strengthen all of those organizations in our region that collectively help lift up our community.
And again, how can people get more information?
They can give us a call. You know, we still love to talk to people on the phone or meet in person.
Me too.
Yes. Our phone number is 270-737-8393. You can check out our website, ckcf4people.org. Of course, we're on all the social media channels. You can drop us an email from our website, whatever is most convenient. But a lot of times at the end of the day, when it comes down to talking with somebody about what they want to do through their estate or the gifts that they want to make today, you know, that face-to-face conversation of really exploring what matters to a person is really the best place to start.
It sounds like, too, it is about the legacy giving, but remembering people in the legacy. whether being a parent or relative or their family.
A lot of times that becomes about those things that have been important to that person or that family, those ideals or the things in the community that have mattered, and a way to carry that on beyond a lifetime.
Well, I love it. Let's do some good today.
Let's do.
It's CEO of Central Kentucky Community Foundation, Devette Sweeney, and I'm Holly Sexton.